Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The top five at five.
A woman's right to an abortion is threatened in a rare leaked opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court. The leak suspected of an effort to pressure a justice's vote on Roe v. Wade. It also prompted clashes between those on both sides of the abortion issue. High-tech drones strike two Russian vessels off of Ukraine's southern coast. Israel struck back at Russia's foreign minister for stating on Italian TV that Hitler had Jewish origins. The Federal Reserve tomorrow expected to implement the first of three planned short-term rate hikes to counter inflation at a 40-year high under the Biden administration. Another effort at unionization at a Staten Island Amazon warehouse has gone down to defeat. Deborah Valentine with your 77 WABC Early News. Abortion rights are threatened. The U.S. Supreme Court, in an initial draft majority opinion, appears poised to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. The opinion was written by Justice Samuel Alito and obtained by Politico. Some analysts think the highly unusual leaking of the opinion is to pressure a Supreme Court justice to sway their opinion. Protesters clashed last night late outside the high court down in Washington, D.C. Maine Senator Susan Collins repeatedly said one conservative justice wouldn't vote for overturning it. Here she is on CNN.
I do not believe that Brett Kavanaugh will overturn.
His precedents
Roe
are overturned.
He noted that Roe had been reaffirmed 19 years later by Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and that it was precedent on precedent. He said it should be extremely rare that it be overturned, and it should be an example.
So you have obviously full confidence.
I do.
Noted law professor Alan Dershowitz on the Rita Cosby Show last night on 77 WABC weighed in on who potentially leaked the decision.
This was not just a leak for the usual Washington, D.C. purposes. This was a leak with a purpose, I believe, by a person, a law clerk, who was willing to engage in an act of civil disobedience, risking their own career for making this leak. As if somebody's caught, their career is over.
The opinion will not be final until it is signed off on and published. For now, Roe v. Wade remains legal. Federal protections to a woman's right to an abortion would end, but each state would have the right to restrict or ban the practice. A 1973 decision guaranteed abortion rights, again upheld in the 1992 decision Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Never before seen drones supplied by the United States aided Ukraine Monday in hitting and sinking two Russian naval vessels in the Black Sea. Ukraine released footage of the Bayraktar TB2 armed drones hitting two Raptor class patrol boats right near Snake Island. That island is about 30 miles south of Ukraine in the Black Sea. The island was captured by forces back on February 24th from Russia, the day that they invaded Ukraine. Ukraine claims to have destroyed several air defense systems and other heavy weapons belonging to Russia on the island. The drone hit two Russian vessels capable of carrying 20 Marines, three crew reinforcements, and supplies. Russia did not comment on the claims. Israel denounced Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday. Lavrov on Italian TV Sunday claimed that Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins. He made the comment responding to a question why Russia thinks it has to denazify Ukraine, since the country's president, Vladimir Zelensky, is in fact Jewish, saying it was an unforgivable falsehood that debased the horrors of the Nazi Holocaust. The Israeli foreign ministry summoned the Russian ambassador and demanded an apology. Former Israeli ambassador to France and Italy, Avi Panzer, blasted the comments on I-24 News.
This is totally unacceptable. This has nothing to do with the relationship between the two countries, between Russia and Israel. This is simply a remark which is deeply offending to all Jews in the world.
Lavrov said, so what if Zelensky is Jewish? The fact does not negate the Nazi elements in Ukraine. I believe that Hitler also had Jewish blood, Lavrov said, adding that some of the worst anti-Semites are Jews. The chairman of Yad Vashem, Israel's memorial to 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust, said Lavrov's comments were an insult and a severe blow to the victims of real Nazism. Feds are poised this week to raise interest rates. The Federal Reserve expected to hike interest rates to counter inflation at a 40-year high under the Biden administration. Consumers would have to dig deeper to borrow for things like vehicles, homes, and credit cards, adding to financial strains and a weakening economy. Here's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
Our goal is to get demand, use our tools to get demand and supply back in sync so that inflation moves down, and do so without a slowdown that amounts to a recession. That's our goal. And I don't think you'll hear anyone at the Fed say that that's going to be straightforward or easy. It's going to be very challenging. We're going to do our very best to accomplish that.
The Federal Reserve Board meets Wednesday. The board expected to hike rates for short-term borrowing by half a percentage point. That would mark the sharpest hike since 2000. Well, Amazon workers Monday turned thumbs down on a unionization effort. It's the second defeat at unionization in the borough during the past month. The NLRB said 62% of workers at a location dubbed LDJ5 voted against unionization, 618 to 380. Here's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at a rally before the first round of voting last month.
You have taken on one of the most powerful corporations in America. They spent millions of dollars trying to defeat you. You are taking on one of the wealthiest guys in America, worth $170 billion, and you beat them.
A lawyer for the Amazon labor union says the union is considering filing objections against Amazon related to the vote.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.